latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines, beginning with the news that City midfielder Yaya Touré is yet to report for international duty. That's according to the Ivorian Football Federation. Touré was recalled by Ivory Coast for the upcoming friendlies against Togo and Moldova after a three-year absence. Touré was not present at as the squad assembled for training on Tuesday, though, and the nature of his exact whereabouts remain unclear. A report on the Ivory Coast Federation website said the Ivory Coast coaching staff is without news of Elephants winning captain of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations. Meanwhile, and Joe Hart has been fighting for his place since the Sunday League days and says he's not about to give up on trying to earn a spot in England's World Cup squad. The 30-year-old is far and away the most experienced member of Gareth Southgate's squad, having made more than twice as many appearances as the next most capped player. However, Hart is facing a fight for a place in the World Cup squad, having struggled whilst on loan from Manchester City at West Ham this season. He says he's not ready to throw in the towel just yet, though, saying it's no different to any moment that I've been playing football. Even when I was trying to get into my Sunday League team, it was the same script. People want to play football. That's no different to the ones here. Finally today, and Merseyside police have warned Liverpool fans they could be prosecuted if they use flares and smoke bombs to greet the Manchester City coach ahead of the Champions League quarter-final first leg. Supporters of the Reds have begun an internet campaign to try to get thousands of fans to gather up to 2 hours before kick-off to provide a red-hot welcome to the Blues when they arrive at Anfield for the first leg of the Champions League quarter-final. They urge them to bring flares and flags, but the police have now said anyone who is found with pyrotechnics will be prosecuted.